PFM.
This is Vichai 4AGE, Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Golf Echo, listening.
W8FU.
Monday when I go back to work, I'll be reasonably back to normal.
how the lakes are like glass this morning. We were out last night with sunset on the lake. It was nice. So are you going 696 Northwestern and up, I presume?
Roger. I believe I'm on Northwestern right now, yeah. Northwestern at, where am I? East of Ethiopia. Franklin.
Yeah. You can probably switch over now. Yeah, you're getting a little noisy.
Any better here?
Yep, a little bit.
Good morning. Oh man, and it does look like it's going to be a glorious day. Phil?
Yeah, I didn't catch the other person. Wow, really loud audio. I'm right under the repeater right now, looking at the antenna. Still up there. There's progress on that too, so that might be get fixed by the end of the month. Yeah, the other station, go ahead.
I want to step on you guys. KCK Hill, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Traveling out to, where am I going? Romulus right now. 12-hour overtime day.
Okay, I don't, this is Phil, ABATR. Just trying to mention your audio is really hot. had to really turn the volume down.
That's a little bit better. I didn't realize that my power was up.
No, it's about the same. It's a deviation issue more than anything else. I think it's at least on my repeater, it's clipping out a bit. So, yeah, just maybe back away from the mic a bit.
I'm sorry, guys. I do a lot of announcing, so from my former job, I can broadcast my voice out there. So I'm over here by Gibraltar Trade Center, drop the power down to low. Hopefully that way I'm not overrunning the repeater.
Okay, that was a lot better. What was your name?
Are you on the Mount Clemens UMP?
Yeah, I'm right in front of Gibraltar, so I'm looking at the county building, so yeah, I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater.
That's the problem, Phil. That repeater's audio is all jacked up. If you could use either Warren or Richmond, Warren probably, you'd clean right up.
Can I get Richmond from here? Thought I got a little staticky right around this area.
Yeah, that's a little far for Richmond, but Warren would be probably right in your wheelhouse.
What's the freak of the PL? I can type it in real quick.
442.6. Even. 600 even. 123. So it's just 25 down from Richmond.
It's a whole lot better.
Good. I don't want to overrun you guys. So I have a lot of immense respect for my fellow man.
Yeah, signal is not as strong, but the audio is much more listenable. Yeah, that's perfect. I didn't get your name. Sorry.
The name is Tom. Tango Oscar Mary. Paul. Kilo Charlie 8. Kilo Juliet Oscar. Too bad I can't really. I just know Sean from yesterday. So, and I'm driving, so I can't write down errors. But nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's ABAPR. It's Phil. And, yeah, I'm on the West Multi repeater, which I run, which is connected. That's one of the, I don't know how many we got. How many repeaters we got connected up right now, Sean?
Well, we've got the three FBI repeaters and yours, which I consider one of the FBI affiliates. So four in the FBI network, and then there's probably another 8, 9, maybe, I don't know, give or take, in the Central Michigan network. So, anyhow, I think I'm here. Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll be there in 30 seconds. Good timing. See you there, ABAPR. Nice to meet you, Tom.
They're not open yet, so I'm going to sit here in the parking lot and drink my coffee.
Really? They're not open yet? It's amazing.
Amazing but true.
Open at 8 o'clock, I take it.
8 a.m. Anyhow. All right, Tom. Phil just pulled up next to me. We're getting together for breakfast, and I'm going to talk to him here in the parking lot before we head in. Travel safe today. We'll catch you a little later. W8FU.
Copy that. Enjoy your breakfast. I'm actually heading out to an overtime job to do a fire alarm inspection on the Romulus. So, 73 on your final from Phil. This is PCPG. I'll be monitoring.
Hey, remember, it's Pop Uniform Golf testing out a mobile radio installation.
Morning. the call here again is W8ATP. The name is Anthony, and it's working for you. Your volume is a bit low, I will say that. Maybe adjust the sensitivity of your mic, perhaps, but it's clean signal.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Anthony. I'm going to go ahead and scan some more channels and see what I can get through. But thanks again for that response. And I will turn up my mic gain and see what that does for me. Appreciate it. Remember, Bobby Uniform Golf.
Very good. Have a great day, sir. W8APB.
KE8VSI Mobile.
ABAPR from W8FU.
Yes, sir.
I noticed as I was pulling out, your car was still sitting there. Were you still inside?
I had to go into the hardware store.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute, I thought it still took off, so I just went to the Gordons. I was actually looking for one. Wally told me about these breakfast skillet bakes or something like that. And I don't know where there's one near me, so I saw it right there. I said, ooh, there we go.
Yeah, there's one not far from you on, I'm trying to think here. 15 mile west of the Quinder. Wait a minute, where's it, John R? The Quinder, south side.
Used to be. That one closed down, and the one in Clinton Township by my work, both gone. So I don't know where there's any near me anymore.
Okay, I know there was one in Clawson at 14 and I think Crooks, northwest corner.
Yeah, that's not real convenient to me. So I think there might still be one on Van Dyke somewhere between 14 and 16, or I'm not sure on that, though. But, there's none that I can think of right offhand conveniently to my travels.
Okay. Well, glad you found one. Yeah, I haven't been in that particular one for a long time.
Yep. No, I just wanted to get this Bob Evans bake. You know, the problem with Gordon's, much like my problem with, the big box stores, and, I don't generally buy the quantities that they want to sell, particularly a Gordon. This breakfast casserole thing is ginormous. So if I do make that, we're going to be eating it for a while. Unless I can subdivide it, take a hacksaw to it, and cut it into a couple of blocks.
Yeah. Okay, I'm where I'm going. Catch you later. Nice breakfast. ABAPR.
Hokey dokey. W8FU.
You're a little staticky there, Greg.
All right, well, I'm on HD on the patio. Usually works fairly well, but okay. What's going on there?
All this talk about carbs, time for me to get some carbs. I'm going to get some donuts, and I'm going to head over to my parents' house, so just pulling into the donuts now, or Dunkin' Donuts.
The McDonald's run, which I don't see very often, but the coffee pot stuff's in the dishwasher, and she wanted some coffee, so I ran there to get coffee, and I figured I'd get the breakfast stuff, too, so we did that.
Yeah, it's a nice day to sit on the patio. Keep having dreams of sitting on the patio in the new house. But I gotta have a patio first and all that. Be right back. KF8S. Yeah, there's a lot of people getting donuts today. Today's donut day, I guess.
Yeah, the McDonald's was lined up around the building, but it moved along pretty quick, too, so not too bad.
Somebody's riding a very unsafe moped on Mound Road right now. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to do to that moped, but it can keep up with the 50 miles per hour.
Wow. Yeah,
they got a helmet on, but I mean, this is like a little tiny scooter, and he's just like booking it. I can't look over what make and model it is, but you know, he's keeping up with 50. I'm going, let's see where I'm at 47, 48, 49, 50. Yep, he's keeping up.
Huh, you know, like the vintage fashion.
Well, enjoy your patio time there. I'll catch up with you a little bit later. I'm just going to focus on the road here. I got a lot of distractions. I'll talk to you later. KF8S.
Alrighty, enjoy the video, folks. KF8S.
W8FU.
Hey, you doing, huh? This is KF8BPI testing out my HT in the middle of a bean field.
Works.
Thank you much.
Was that innuendo?
Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa India, I do copy.
Roger that. How far are you out there, Kent?
Just under 2.5 miles.
Okay, we'll be here. We got the pizza in the oven, so we'll see you when you get here. Everybody else is here and playing basketball in the living room. So we'll see you in a little bit. Kilo Kilo 6, Juliet, out on yours.
Roger that. I'll be on Liam's team when I get there. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Papa India. Over now.
F B O T B I S.
BPI, KK6J.
Say again, KK6J.
Yeah, still about 10 minutes out, are you?
We're in the driveway.
Roger that. KK6J clear.
KF8, BPI, over now. This is KF8 BPI. This is a test.
Joe monitoring.
GF8 BCZ testing equipment.
GF8 BPZ, this is KF8 BPI. Got you here. Kilo 6 Juliet, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Papa India, do you copy?
Roger that, this is Kilo 6 Juliet, back to you.
Check and signal, thank you very much.
Yeah, I didn't copy that last transmission, want to try that again? Kilo 6 Juliet, back to you.
Can you hear me through repeater or simpler?
This is through the repeater. Do you want me to try simplex?
Yes, please. Let's try that as well.
KFA BPI, Kilo 6 Juliet. KFA BPI, do you copy? KFA DPI, this is Kilo 6 Juliet. KFA DPI, KK6J.
KK6J, this is KFA DPI. I hear you loud and clear, but I don't seem to be getting through to you on simplex, so I'm getting you on the Mayville repeater, though.
KFA DPI, KK6J back to you. I did copy that, but I was on the VFOB. And besides, we're going to need to make some improvements in the antenna and the little fine-tuning on these things to be able to do simplex digital.
Roger that. KSA BPI out.
KK6J, we're out clear.
W8FU, AB8 here.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, so you know when I was playing around with this new node and you had made the comment that it was keying up randomly, so apparently for some reason this node, even if it's not connected to the internet or anything, just randomly keys just for a second, you know, like it received an input or something like that. I can't figure out why. You ever run anything like that?
And I take it it wasn't doing it with ham VoIP, and you just installed ASL3, and now it's doing it? Is that correct assumption?
No, I got the ham VoIP on. I basically cloned the card from my other Sherry node, and just changed all the node numbers and registration numbers, but everything else is identical.
Oh, okay. There's an own issue with the new ASL 3.0. I think they've got it worked out. But if you got a, you know, if you've got an image that's more than a few days old, you could have the older one that had a key up issue. A little different than what you're getting. You're getting little bursts, whereas the problem that they were having randomly with some SA818 based RF decks is they were locking up. Anyhow, that aside, no, I don't know. You put it on a different frequency, so there's one difference. Have you thought about just maybe putting it on a different frequency, maybe moving it the same in the other direction or something? You know, maybe there's just something going on there you're just not aware of, you know, that's in that frequency range or that particular RF deck's susceptible to at that frequency.
Yeah, I suppose I even changed the PL to see if that would make a difference, and it didn't.
Right, but it'd be the frequency, which would be the one what would cause what I'm thinking. What's odd is that it's getting by the PL, which leads me to believe that whatever's happening is, you know, internal or something. You know, so but, I mean, that's the only difference between the two, right? They're both. Well, I don't know. I mean, are they both pi-hats from that one guy, Kits for Hams or whatever? Or are they something else? You know, what is the hardware situation?
Yes, it's the same hardware, just a different case. It's the pi-hat U, as they call it. So, I don't know. I'll try a different frequency and see what happens. That's a good idea. See if it's something, maybe there's an internal spur or something. Who knows?
Is one on a Pi 3 and one on a Pi 4?
Well, this one's a Pi 4. You know, I'm not 100% sure what the other one is. Is there a way to tell what version of Pi it is if I log into it?
I think so, but I don't know right offhand. But, well, the Pi, I've not seen the problem you're describing on Pi 3s, B pluses. I have seen it on 4s. I'm not prepared to draw a conclusion on a, you know, on a case of one, but it is something that's in the back of my mind worth investigating on my problem. Don had one that was on a Pi 4, and he was having a very, very similar problem to what you're having. But your Pi 4 is working correctly, if I'm not mistaken. It's your other one, whatever it is, that's not working correct.
No, the new one is the Pi 4. And that's the one that's doing it. I don't know what version of Pi the other one is. That's why I was there. I guess I can physically open and look, or if I can do it through this, through the login, that might be helpful. If it'll tell me what version it is.
Is that a USB-C connector, or does it have a micro USB? Micro USB, it's a Pi 3B+. If it's a USB-C, it's a 4.
Yeah, they both have a C, so they must be 4s.
Roger. Okay, yeah. No, the one Don that was giving him trouble was a 4. I had one give me trouble. It was a 4, and now you've got one that's a 4. I've never had the problem on a 3. But I got to admit, I haven't ran a lot of straight Pi hats not on 4s. I had mine on a 4. It was giving me some trouble. I moved it to a 3. I've not had any problems since. Don had one on a 4, and it would do this. Now you've got one on a 4, and it would do it. So, you know, shrug. I don't know.
Okay. Which Don are you talking about?
Recently departed Don.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, I sent a message to the company and asked them if they know of any issues. I did a quick search online, didn't see anything obvious, but I will do a more in-depth dive to see what I can find.
Roger. Yep. Okay, well, that's all the information I've got. I've got nothing else, really. I would try the frequency shift, because I do have one on a Pi 4 here that does not exhibit that problem. So, you know, there may be some internal oscillator or something, and if you happen to pick the same frequency as the Pi 4, you know, it's got some oscillator or something like that, who knows. But I would try shifting the frequency a bit and see if maybe that clears it up.
Okay, I will give that a shot. Thanks, that's a way to go. All right, talk to you later, ABAPR.
All righty, W8FU.
It looks like Chris is down in Rochester, and he wanted to go to Utica for Krispy Kreme. So you have somebody down there.
Okay, does that work for you then? I can get them to him.
Yeah, I'm not in a rush, and Chris lives in, you know, up here by me in Mount Morris, or he lives north of me, but so you got to drive by my house to go. So if he was willing to pick him up, yeah, send him up with Chris.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll meet him, hand them off, and you'll have them in your hot little hands by sundown.
All right, no pork for you. He should be on team in one too, but he's also in Slack.
All right, let me go over the into the Slack and tell him to get a hold of me there when he's got an ETA.
Okay, I switched to the vertical on 15, and it's just booming. KFA BTZ, this is KFA BTI, just past Barnes Road, almost to our destination.
KFA BPI, KK6J calling.
KK6J, go.
Yeah, I heard that last transmission. Say those batteries came in, and I'll be getting those to you. I'm going to go ahead and charge them up for you. And how does this thing sound? The modulation okay?
Sounds perfect.
Okay, yeah, I found a problem with the Bluetooth here, so got that squared away too. It's, everything's working good there. Okay, I'll let you go. Sounds like you're getting pretty close to home, so we'll try a little bit later on Simplex. And okay, have a good ride. We'll talk to you later. KK6J out with you.
Roger that. KFA-DPI, over and out.
WATTP. Where are you?
I'm only about 5 miles north of my house.
Roger. Yeah, I got to run out, but I ain't going to get up that way.
Oh, okay, I thought I sounded funky or something.
Nope, just thought I'd see if you were coming down this way.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be down there until Tuesday. I might switch by your work. What time do you get there?
You get there around 7:30. Usually there till 3:30.
All right, I'm actually on a day shift schedule the last 2 days, so I'll probably swing by there in the morning a little bit after you get there. I'll let you know when it gets closer.
Okie dokie. I wonder if I should have you get errands. You'd probably be quicker to hook up with Aaron than I will, unless we do another meet for breakfast thing and Richmond.
Yeah, I'm only going to be down there for the day, not even spending the night and coming back up to my house. So, yeah, that probably would work out good. I can definitely do that.
All right, well, I'll keep an ear, see what's going on. We'll go from there and make it happen. All right, I got a few things I got to try to get tidied up here before I got to run out, and we got some other radio deals going on, unrelated, having to do with Weiss boxes. I got some Weiss box power supplies to deliver, getting a handoff so they can get them up to Flint.
Okay, yeah, I'm checking out part of the Fort Huron State Game Area on the south end. If it doesn't look like there's good parking areas, I'm going to be up by Avoca. So we'll see how this repeater works up that way if this POTA spot's not good. The first spot's just a little bit north of Aaron's house. He wasn't even aware of it. So I'm going to check it out and see if it's no good, then I'll be up where I was before, closer to Avoca.
Oh, is this, remember I said I wanted to check Yale? Is this the trip you were going to make where you were going to go through Yale?
Yeah, I'm not going through it now, but I can definitely take a ride and look for deer after I do POTA and go that way.
Well, it's no big deal, but if you find yourself up that way, I'm curious if the repeater's poking into Yale.
All right, yeah, I wanted to see how far north it went anyway, so I'm curious myself, so I'll definitely take a ride. I just had to figure out why somebody was backing up at warp speed, and it was because there was a turtle in the road, and I had to make sure I didn't hit it.
The one should be backing up fast, although you ever see that turtle that's loves that cat on the YouTube, and it's got a little skateboard that it rolls around on.
That's pretty visceral. All right, anyhow, I got to get back to some things here. Travel safe. That'll be it if you...
All right, I'll catch you later. I must be in that path of that water tower right now. It's rippling in and out like Aaron said, and I'm following probably where that is too. That's funny. WT8X, WCPC, you there?
WCPC, this is WT8X.
Hey, WT8X, WCPC. Hey, that ditty, a bunch of horseflies there, but before the dead end on the left, there's a little parking area with trees all around it.
KE8VKP, KF4HTA, we want to hear the radio, the W5, is it working? I want to hear, could I hear the audio coming through the repeater? KE8VKP, KF4HTA.
Yes, indeed. I got a good copy on you. Your audio is coming in nice and loud on my W5 network radio. As you know, I'm on Echolink, and my call sign is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Kilo Papa. Back to you.
Okay. KE8VKP, KI4HTA. Sound like you got a hum or something. You must be on the fan of something. You must be on the, because I hear some little humming in the background or something.
Okay, well, let me see. Now, give me a second. It could be my transceiver making, my network radio making some kind of sound. Now, hold on a minute. Let me cut the television down. I got the television. You might be hearing audio coming in from the television there. Stand by.
No, I can hear the TV. It ain't that. It's something else. It's like a hum or something in the background. I don't know what that is, because I know you're supposed to be clearer than that. Okay, I just was just testing it. KE8DKP, KI4HTA.
Okay, I think this repeater also has P25. If it does not have P25, it has some other digital mode. Because every once in a while, I get them digital sound. If I'm not talking, I have to cut it off because, the sounds don't sound that good to me. Even on my scanner, I have to turn the scanner off on that frequency because of the digital mode I'm not able to pick up. Yeah. Okay. All right. You take it easy there, Donald. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Kilo Papa. I'll be clearing the repeater.
All right, because you definitely got a hum in there. I don't know what that is. Okay, KEAGKP, KF4HTA, 73 is on this one. And we're going back to the other one.
KF8BOX. KF8BOX.
WHCPT. WACPT. 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 I can. WACPT, there it is. Roger, what's up?
Okay, I just left Yale. I was calling out while I was in Yale, and I was getting the Morse code back, but nobody said nothing to me. So I'm about maybe 2 miles at the most south of Yale.
Yeah, I was in the other room though. And I couldn't get to the radio, so you sounded fine.
All right, well, there you go. It reaches Yale. That's pretty cool.
Does it sound all right? Receiving it okay?
Yeah, I'm using my TYT. 9600 is going halfway on the meter on... It was doing that right at the gas station in Yale, too, halfway. A little bacony, but, yeah, very readable.
All right, well, yeah, no problem then. Good. I've got some friends up that way. I don't know what they have, you know, as far as mobiles or radios or antennas outside, but if you're mobile... I don't know how much power, what kind of antenna you're running, but they should be able to work it with a modest antenna on the house, right?
Oh, yeah. I got the 2x4 antenna and 40 watts. Yeah, I'm on M19 coming up to M136 here shortly. So, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. They should be able to hit it, no problem.
Roger, okay. All right, real good. Cool. Thanks for checking that out. Getting back to what I was doing here. W8FU.
All right, take it easy, John. W8PPP.
MHRAN.
MHRAN, WHCPT, sorry about that, I jumped on my phone on the ground wire just to get somebody to come over here, and Sean actually, when I said that, Sean actually answered me on here, so he wanted to know if it worked in Yale, Michigan, and
yeah, I'm not getting the reception, the one repeater is not working. I did hear you guys talking on the Romeo, so I think maybe the Warren connection is disconnected or something.
Okay, yeah, I don't have any nodes with me, so I'm doing it all old school.
I'm on the Warren repeater. It's working perfectly fine.
Well, normally I can hear it, but it's not coming through on my radio. I don't know what the deal is. Usually I can hear it. Usually it comes in, you know, a little staticky, but not that bad.
What frequency is the Warren repeater?
I'm not sure exactly, unless he changed it on me. You know, I had it programmed in the radio here.
Yes, I'm asking you, what do you have programmed in your radio for Warren?
Yeah, give me a minute here, let me figure this thing out. I've had this radio for, what, a couple months now, so... Be right there.
Right, you're trying to anticipate what I'm getting at, and we're not on the same page. I think you might be referring to a different repeater when you say Warren repeater. We're talking about the 2.6, the KFBI repeater, which you guys don't normally call that the Warren repeater. You normally call a different repeater the Warren repeater. And therefore, I'm suspecting maybe something like that's going on because the 2.6 FBI repeater is working perfectly fine.
Yeah, I got it set for 2.6. Unless the caller is just not, something going on with the antenna. But normally I can get it in.
All right, I'm okay. Whatever. It's working. Anyhow, I'm going to get back to what I was doing. WHQ.
Okay, I'm just telling you what I have is programmed. So, but it's a little noisy when I get it in over here. At least I can hear something, but. I should be able to hear myself, and I'm not getting nothing, so don't know why I wouldn't be getting in. It's really weird. But I'm getting in okay over here, which is weird. And they don't
again. Yeah, I'm just saying, in my vast experience and decades of experience running repeaters, when people generally say there's something wrong with the repeater, it's more often than not something wrong with their setup. But I could be wrong, but it's working perfectly fine for me, and I've been driving all over today. So, I mean, it might be a little down, but I don't know it to have any problem of any significance that would be to constitute that. So, unless you're right on the cusp, I don't know. Anyhow, like I said, I've been all over Hell's Half Acre today, and it seemed to be working just fine. So, I might be looking somewhere else if I were you, but whatever floats your boat. W8FU.
Yeah, I'll verify it works from 136 in Brown Road, way up north, because I turned it over there and I could actually hear the Warren. Way north of I-69.
Yeah, as best I can tell, it seems to be working fine, so. Anywho. All right. No, I do appreciate you testing the 625 up there in Yale. Like I said, I got some friends up there, and I sent them a message that they've known about it coming soon for a while now. Taken longer than I expected, so I just dropped them line, said that, hey, it should give it a try, so they should be able to get in.
Yeah, if they're raising town, I've been driving around talking on it and listening to you guys, and I'm south of there, and it gets crackly when we go down in the dips, obviously. The road can go downhill quite a bit in some of the valleys and stuff, but yeah, right there in town, it was pretty strong. So, what the heck was that? It looked like a mouse, but it had a tail like a chipmunk. It was as small as a mouse. That was weird. But yeah, like right now, I'm going down in a big dip where there's a creek or a river, and I'm probably fading out, I would think. It's pretty good downhill.
Roger. Which one are you on now? I'm on Richmond right now. I'm going to flip back over to the Warren one just for giggles and see how it does. Okay, because you're a little crackly. I mean, you're fine, but you're a little crackly. And you're moving closer to it, if I'm not mistaken. So, but hey, you know, there you do pretty good. Roger that. Yeah, I'm down in some little valleys, and I'm coming out of it in a minute here. But I'm basically at Emily City Road and Brown Road, are the two crossroads. I just came up out of the valley, so hopefully I'm not as crackly as I was. Well, if that's you, you ain't making it. Yeah, well, the area, I'm driving roads, and the area I'm in is really up and down because of the Mill Creek and the Black River. I mean, it's almost like you're going through Tennessee and parts of it in the mountains, so that's the fluctuation, I'm sure. But if I get down in a valley, like when I was talking before, I literally went on like 70% grade down and then went down like probably 50 feet in elevation and then was down there for a little bit and then popped out. Yeah, and you're way out there past it, any reasonable expectation, so yeah. It's fun, but it's academic, so. Cool. All right, I got to jump out of here. Again, thanks for testing it up there. And I wish I would have caught you when you were right down there, but I was over in the other room. I heard the radio, I heard you, but I didn't put two and two together and would have had to drop what I was doing and run over. So, but, yeah, you know, it sounded like you were good, and you were good, you know, we're just a couple miles south. So it sounds like we got adequate signal up there for a modest. If you got a modest antenna, it sounds like we're working adequately up into that area, which is what I needed to know. All right. I will catch you later. Take it easy. W8QPP. All right, Don. Cool. Thanks. W8FU.
ABY testing.